12792, Todd and Nina Proble seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Show Jumper Lane within the Showfield subdivision. The 911 address is 18315 Show Jumper Lane in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 1128. The applicant is seeking a 5.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero merit return.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing from this case.
Yes, sir. Is the applicant present? Can come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jennifer Hudson, 19413 Jingle Shell Way, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I have some documents.
Ma'am, can you pull that mic a little closer to you?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Can I give some?
Give them to Ms. Norwood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Hudson. I work for Garrison Home. I'm representing Todd and Nina Probel, which are the landowners of Lot 129 in Showfield. We're requesting a 5.5-foot variance on the right-hand side. Included in the package that I'm giving you, we have reached out to the neighbors on the right and the left-hand side of the property. Both owners are in for this matter, approving it, or whatever the appropriate words are. The situation where we are asking us for is, and there are some photos at the end that show, when you're coming into Showfield, you come straight on the main drag, you get to the large house on the corner, and then, which is a kind of a corner lot, so the house is positioned facing the main drag in a corner, and then my client's lot is right next to it. The owners of the property now, it was a spec home built by another builder, and then they purchased the spec home. When they purchased it, they had some landscaping work and stuff done by another company. That company never verified through the survey, and their irrigation system and some plantings and stuff like that were actually on our client's property. You'll see on the survey that they have a patio. Now it is grade level. It's 2.6 feet away from my client's property. We realized this in the very beginning of the design stage. So we did work with our architect because originally we were thinking of doing a courtyard driveway. However, when we looked through the design, that would actually push that garage right next to the patio. So we've worked with it, and within the design, we're only asking for the 5.5 for one small section, and I've highlighted that on the survey where we designed. It's really just the master bedroom and bathroom. We positioned the house to where the living area and stuff, we staggered it so that that area is not affected. We're not asking to impose any decks or any patio areas or anything like that. The area to the right is a common space area, which just has a sidewalk that connects you to a walking path around the pond. So we're not imposing on any neighbor's property affecting their house. We feel that this request is actually going to make the community look better. You have two large homes. If we don't have this request, our house is basically sitting on top of the house to the left side. By asking for the variance, it's moving it over more to the right. It's giving more space in between the homes. Again, it's not affecting another house imposing onto their land. We designed so that the windows, we even took account of that. Like, we put higher windows up with the placement and the size of them. We put a guest bedroom that will only be used when elderly parents come to visit over on the left-hand side. So we feel that we've done our due diligence to try to design around this property, and that's what we are requesting.
Questions?
Just want to make sure this is a proposed home, right? This is not.
It is proposed, and I did include the, so we have not started building it. We wanted to actually do the design and present you with a full, like, this is what we're looking to do, versus just coming here. And the house plans that we have kind of designed is attached in there as well.
In the backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, is that an elevation change back there?
Which page are you looking at?
I'm looking at your, where's the, site plan.
I don't see where we're asking for any elevation change
no,
on the
no.
back.
No,
oh, okay.
I'm just saying, is it graded downwards?
It does go down a little
area
bit.
Is what I'm getting at with this. Is the house placed where it is proposed? Because going back any further, you might have issues with the grade.
So per the community guidelines, I have to hold a front setback. So that's why I placed it up to the front.
Okay.
Mr. Williamson, it looks like it goes from 25 and a half feet behind the screen porch down to 21 and a half feet.
Yeah.
3 foot.
Yeah.
Plus.
Is there any well and septic on the
it's
property?
It's public water and public sewer.
Public, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, as I look at the picture on the screen, we're, mm-hmm. We have lot 130 on the corner.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're 129.
We are 129.
Okay. And according to this site plan, the neighbor's dwelling and patio are on 130?
The lot 130, their patio is 2.6 feet away from lot 129.
Just wanted to confirm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what you're proposing variance side is open space on the other side?
Correct. It's community open space, and there's a walking path that takes you from the main road to the walking trail around the pond.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I tried to take some photos that are in my package of the large house and the amount of space, the walking path, and the distance. I took those this morning so you could try to see mm-hmm. a visual.
So Garrison Homes is building the home?
We're not under contract, but they've hired us to design and...
Okay. So you have certain models that you...
We're a custom builder, so we don't have models.
Okay.
We design custom.
So you could custom build this to fit then on a vacant lot?
Yes.
Okay.
And it can fit the way it is designed. It can fit. And without the variance, I mean, it will fit. We're asking for the variance just for protection because you see how close the patio is. And the owner of the property of 130 wrote in detail of how this whole proceeded with the other land, the other builder, the other landscaper, and things of that nature. We do feel that this is actually, this is a main drag into the community, so it's not like it's on a street that's way back. We do feel two homes very close jammed to each other.
So we have five criteria for granting a variance,
mm-hmm.
and they all must be met. One is uniqueness of property. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you should have it in your packet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cannot otherwise be developed. And then number three is not created by the applicant.
Okay.
Can you help me with those, please?
So not created by the applicant, what I feel would be where the letter is stating that the other property was built upon it. When they purchased the property, landscape and everything was, there was trees on there. I believe they said 5 feet, it's in the email. They had irrigation system and everything on their property. They did not know that. When they purchased the property and they got a survey, their survey did not show the other neighbor's stuff on there. So I feel that, yes.
If I may, I just want to understand this. You've indicated that the irrigation equipment was on your client's property and has since been brought back to the other lot.
Correct, yes.
So there's nothing physically encroaching encroaching on this property, correct?
Correct.
And it's my understanding that the home that's on lot 130 complies with the setback requirements, and the patio is a ground level patio,
mm-hmm.
of which there is no setback requirement.
Correct.
So they could go to the property line and meet mm-hmm. the setback requirements, as could your client.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the question here, and this is an important one,
mm-hmm.
is we have a rectangular lot that's vacant. You've testified that the applicant can design a home that would fit on this property.
They would have to redesign, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the standards, and you have to meet all five of these, mm-hmm. is that it has to, that you cannot build in strict compliance with the code. So I think that's where the chair was asking, you know, these are, it has to be unique. First mm-hmm. of all, the uniqueness has to create an exceptional practical difficulty,
mm-hmm.
and you still can't build it in strict compliance with the code. And the testimony you've given indicates otherwise, and the applicant's application also says otherwise. So I think it's important. We kind of need to have an answer on that as to why it doesn't meet that, why you can't meet that standard.
I mean, I guess they were asking for you to look at the whole big picture, and that's what they were asking for.
Did they look at building a smaller home or one that would be that same distance but not as large? You know, that would be able to meet that side yard on the other side.
So the elements that they want or they need in their home, when these people actually are from Delaware, they moved away, they're retiring and they're moving back to Delaware. There's, you know, specific things they were wanting in their retirement home. Believe it or not, this is downsizing. And we try to be as mindful of all that in the design and to work with making the design meeting for what their needs are. I really can't speak for them if they want a smaller house. We did try to be diligent with a lot of this, with being mindful of, okay, yes, and I'm aware that like ground patio, they didn't break any. I understand that, and we know that. We were just trying to be mindful because nobody really wants to walk out their garage door and have a patio 2 feet from there. So we were trying to be mindful of that. They wanted to be friendly neighbors, you know, they're moving in, they don't know these people, they're trying to be friendly, they're trying to make the community look nice. So in answer of to your one question, no, there isn't no exact reason of why I can't build on that lot. We are asking for a variance and for you to look at the big picture and grant it based on the situation.
Does that slope that I believe Mr. Williamson asked you about to the rear of the property, does that limit the buildable area of the property?
The slope really doesn't. They wanted a true walkout, and I can't do that because there's not enough slope. But the ARC for Schofield requires a front setback, and that I have to hold, whether it's the garage or the house, I have to hold that setback. So that really... The slope had nothing really to do with that.
Are there other homes in this neighborhood that have a similar size lot?
So there is. There's one home, and I forgot the lot number. I was told that they had gotten a variance, but they did not. During my research of this, they did not get a variance. They got a lot line adjustment, and that's when Jay Lamb had this property. They were in control of it before the ARC. But they got a lot line adjustment and they did not get a variance request. And it's on the same road. I don't know.
If someone else were to have a patio as close to a property line in this neighborhood, would we expect that other neighbors would want to build away from that as well?
I don't think, so the patio is one thing, but it's also the other part that we're trying to overcome is you're going to have two houses groups so close to each other, two large homes so close to each other. I mean, I can't speak if somebody else is okay with the patio or not.
Well, I guess my question is, if we had a situation where there was a house to the left and a house to the right, and the house to the left has a patio there, and this lot in the middle is vacant, would they want to move closer to the lot on the right? And now you've got a home closer to the right just because the patio is there? What makes this unique? That's a question we have to answer in the affirmative in order to grant the variance.
So it's my understanding that there, I don't believe there's that many accesses like this with the community walkway and things like that. It's also my understanding, I think there's only two lots left in Schofield left that's not built on. I just think the uniqueness of this is we have a house. I can't speak to the other builder and their placement or anything like that, but the way this house was placed, no matter how you design the home, you're going to be sitting with the setbacks that they have. No matter how small or how large or what you do for the design of the home, you're going to have the home sit next to each other. And I think that's the uniqueness that we have. And I don't feel that there's any other areas around there. There was the one lot. If you're able to pull that down a little bit, I can tell you which lot, but it didn't go through you. It went through as a lot line adjustment. It's that house right. See, if you look at Crosswell Trail, there's the corner lot that's unbuilt, and then there's the house that's, like you can see right there, it was that one there. That's the one that got a lot line adjustment. And they had a similar reason. Again, it did not come through your board, mm-hmm. But JLAM did grant them a lot line adjustment because of the design that they were having with their house. It worked for them. I was not involved in that matter, so I cannot speak to the specifics of that. But I do know that, that was granted on that one. I do know that there's only two, maybe three lots left in Schofield that have not been developed. It's almost done. And none of those lots are near open space.
Has this been approved by the Homeowners Association?
Pending your approval.
And then
they would be okay with it. They said that if we were granted your approval, then they would be okay with it.
Ma'am, you stated you're a custom designer, though, correct?
We're a custom builder, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp, anything else?
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Williamson? Ma'am, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Am I done?
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Sir, you can come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tom Monahan, 1610 Derby Drive, Ann Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm a member of the ARC in the Schofield Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And we are in favor of the variance as long as the total envelope still remains 30 feet, which is the total setback on the left side and the right side. We feel that the builder in this particular situation has been dealt a pretty difficult hand. The home that the lady referred to was not built where it was supposed to be built, and it's encroaching the normal setback lines. As far as the neighborhood's concerned, we own the property to the right, the common ground. We don't see any problem with it being 5 feet closer. There's a path that comes through there to the pond, and in the front of the lot where they will be closest to the adjoining lot, the path is on the opposite side. So there's really no issue from our standpoint. We feel that it would be fair as long as the total was still 30 feet. I don't know how they've presented it as far as moving the envelope over, but you have 20 feet typically in our neighborhood and 10 on the other side or anything in between that, with 10 being the least. So if they were to move over 5 feet, we would expect them to be 5 feet further away from the property line on the left, which is the home that they're trying to move a little bit away from because it was built not to spec.
I can tell you this, looking at the site plan that we have, the proposed home would be 5.5 feet to the side yard on the northwest, and it would be, there's a proposed shower that will be 23.7 feet from the southwest side yard, and the home would appear to be 28 feet, if I'm reading that right, from the southeast side.
Okay, that would.
But this board does not, I mean, unless the board wanted to condition this approval, if they were so inclined to approve it, this board is not one that, we don't, I mean, if they grant a variance on that one side, that doesn't prohibit the applicant from building, as far as the board goes or the county goes, to the east side, southeast side, you know, which would be 10 feet.
Correct.
So, yeah, I just want you to be aware, because it sounds like you're conditioning your support.
Well,
I want to make sure you're aware that what this board would be looking at.
Yeah, I believe the lady misspoke, because the Architectural Review Committee has not approved it pending your decision. We said we will not render a decision until the county has rendered their decision. Easy to get that confused, because we didn't say no. But, yeah, that would be a condition for our committee within the neighborhood to approve their plans, just so that they were clear that the envelope would have to move completely, not just 5 feet on the one side.
Okay. So you have some restrictive covenants within your community that would be able to effectively address
yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, well, it's a 30 feet aggregate with a minimum of 10 on one side. It can be 15, 15, 10, 20, but that's the community standard, yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The house designed as it is, if it was designed thinner and kept on that same front setback.
30 feet.
30 feet.
Yes, sir.
As per your...
Correct. Your, yes, sir. Our design build
standards.
If that
was made thinner and moved further back, in your estimation, would that be still acceptable in your community?
As long as there was a 20-foot setback in the back, a 30-foot setback in the front, and an aggregate setback of 30 on both sides, that would meet our standards, and we would have no reason to deny that. From an aesthetic standpoint in our neighborhood, I think moving that house a little further away from the one that they're so close to and centered more in that total open space with our common property being the next door neighbor would be more aesthetically pleasing for the neighborhood as well.
Yeah, but also to your point, wouldn't you agree that if the house was made a little bit thinner and moved and kept in the same spot, because they do build custom home or they design and build custom homes, if that was moved further back, it's all the same and they don't have to need the variance?
Well, that's certainly an option. Yeah, I'm just here to say we're not opposed to the variance that they've applied for.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12792 for Todd and Nina Probel?
Please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, the line is open. I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Sussex County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy. We hear you loud and clear.
At this
time, there is currently no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12792 for Todd and Nina Probel and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 12792 for the applicant. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So a vote of 3-0, your case is denied. Next case.